A Wisconsin craft brewery owner is funding lawsuits against two school districts, Waukesha and Fall Creek, that aren't requiring masks. His goal is to create a class action lawsuit that would compel all Wisconsin districts to comply with CDC COVID safety recommendations. WUWM education reporter Emily Files has the story.
Minocqua Brewing Company owner Kirk Bangstad has been involved in progressive politics for a while. He ran unsuccessfully for state assembly last year and created a super PAC to fund political causes. He never thought the PAC would pay for lawsuits against school districts, but he points out school mask requirements have become political.
I realized it was a very vocal, very obnoxious minority that was being urged on by conservative talk radio, you know, folks watching Tucker Carlson, etc., to overrun school boards and focus on things like critical race theory and anti-masking, which I thought was ridiculous.
Even though the CDC and Wisconsin's Department of Health Services recommend masking in schools, many Wisconsin districts are not requiring it. Bangstad wanted those districts held accountable. He put a call out to Minocqua Brewing's 50,000 Facebook followers,
asking if there were any parents who had kids who had gotten COVID in school districts where the mitigation efforts from last year were no longer in place. And I was deluged by Wisconsin parents across the state saying, yes, they had kids, their kids were getting COVID, or they were scared, super scared their kids would get COVID, and they felt helpless to do anything.
Bangstad connected some of those parents to his lawyer, and within the last week, they've filed federal lawsuits in the Eastern and Western District Courts of Wisconsin. The plaintiffs in Waukesha and Fall Creek near Eau Claire have similar stories. Both have a child who the parents believe caught COVID after sitting near a classmate who was sick and unmasked. The lawsuits argue that the school districts put children in unnecessary danger and are causing a public nuisance by potentially spreading COVID to the broader community.
The goal is to protect kids from getting COVID and whatever long-term effects that they might get from COVID. The goal is to protect teachers from getting COVID, and the goal is to protect communities from having mass super spreader events.
Leaders of the Waukesha and Fall Creek districts say they're aware of the litigation, but declined to comment for this story. Families concerned about COVID safety are watching to see what happens. Erica Kochansky is a Waukesha parent who's been advocating for safety measures. She is not involved in the lawsuit, but thinks it's the only option left to convince the school board to change course.
We've had meetings. We've sent emails. We've made phone calls. We had a petition. People are speaking at Board of Education meetings. There is guidance out there from the CDC, from the DPI, from DHS, from Children's Hospital, from expert upon expert, and all of it is being ignored.
Kochansky has been homeschooling her first grader rather than sending her to a school where masks aren't required.
There have definitely been tears, both as a parent and from our daughter, who really wants to be in school with kids, but also wants to do her part and wants to keep people safe.
As for what happens next with the litigation, Bangstad hopes a judge will allow a class action lawsuit against all Wisconsin districts that don't follow CDC safety recommendations. If not, he says his super PAC has raised more than $50,000 that it could use to sue districts one by one. Emily Files, 89.7 WUWM, Milwaukee's NPR.